Thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr here, and you're listening to Humor at Work. Okay, so it's time for another episode of just random ideas and musings about workplace culture, inspiring workplaces, humor at work, all that good stuff. Some supermarkets are offering a basket of free fruit to children under 12 to encourage healthy eating habits. Not only is this a great idea, but it's a great idea that once again shows how easily businesses can get free media attention by doing something positive and a little creative. The next time your inner seagull voice rises, you know, that that crapping all over you voice rises up with negative top, stop and ask yourself this. How would you react if someone else spoke to you that way? I suspect you'd tell them to go fly a kite, so why don't you do the same to your own internal voice? Rats who run for 20 minutes complete problem-solving tasks more quickly than rats that don't run. So does that mean the rat race is actually a good thing? I'm a little confused. No, I think it means that we should be getting more exercise. According to a 2015 survey from Career Builder, here are the top five workplace attention destroyers. Number one, mobile phones and texting. Number two, the internet. Number three, gossip. Number four, social media. Number five, email, which is why many wildly productive people schedule in a distraction-free power hour. To ensure everyone develops their skills at running effective meetings in your workplace, rotate the role of meeting chair or huddle lead so everyone gets a regular crack at it. A recent study from Gallup found that companies that effectively engage their employees by giving them clear direction and regular feedback see a 65% decrease in turnover, a 21% increase in productivity, and a 10% increase in customer service ratings. And finally, a study cited in the International Journal of Humor Research found that office jokers play a critical role in organizations by challenging management, pushing boundaries, strengthening the culture, and providing much-needed stress relief. And now my fun at work tip. A theme day to add a little fun while also promoting new connections at work, Twins Day. That's right, randomly match people up in pairs, then ask each set of pairs to dress as closely to one another as possible in matching outfits and award a prize for the closest matching pair. And the quote of the week from Bill Knapp, don't take life too seriously, it's only a temporary condition. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, in an effort to get motorists to pay more attention to stop signs at intersections that were notorious for accidents, Oak Lawn, Illinois is trying a bit of humor with signs such as, stop in the name of love, stop and smell the roses. Seriously, you have to stop. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr, reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.